procedura di qualificazione 2018. Impiegati di commercio, inglese. Comprensione orale. Cari candidati, la comprensione orale che segue vi permetterà di compilare i documenti che avete ricevuto. Si compone di 3 parti. Ogni parte sarà diffusa 2 volte. Avete ora un po' di tempo per prendere visione delle differenti parti.
Part 1. You will hear 2 short telephone conversations. Write 1 or 2 words or numbers in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. You will hear each recording twice. You now have time to read the forms. Conversation 1.
Good afternoon. Compare Insurance. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to speak to Fred Clark, please.
Who's calling, please?
This is Monica Redding from the marketing department.
Just a moment. I'll put you through. I'm sorry. Mr. Clark is not available right now. Can I take a message?
Yes. Could you tell him that I have to cancel our meeting on the 14th of August and that we'll have to move it back to, say, the 21st?
Okay. So that's Monica Redding from the marketing department. That's R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Redding.
Not exactly. It's R-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Right. The meeting on the 14th is cancelled and you suggest the 21st of August.
Yes, and could he call me back to confirm?
Okay, does he have your phone number?
My office number is 0762-699-5200. Or he can reach me on my mobile on 0773-504-8896.
Thank you for calling, Ms. Redding. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.
Conversation 2.
Hello, Max. It's Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Max, I've been going over the recruitment advertisement for next month's magazine, and I need some more information.
What do you need to know?
Well, is personal assistant the correct job title?
Yes. That's correct. Personal assistant.
What salary should I quote?
Well, that depends on the candidate's current salaries and their qualifications. Just put competitive salary plus bonus. We'll ask them to send details of their current salary and use that as a starting point.
Should I put that in the advert?
Yes. Add it to the part concerning CVs and references.
And is the closing date for applications still the 20th of July?
That's right.
And have you chosen a date for interviews?
Yes, they will start on the 23rd of July.
And who shall I put as the contact?
Put Stephen Thompkinson's name.
How do you spell his last name?
It's T-H-O-M-P-K-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, thanks, Max. I think I have everything I need. Now listen again. Conversation 1.
Good afternoon. Compare Insurance. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to speak to Fred Clark, please.
Who's calling, please?
This is Monica Redding from the marketing department.
Just a moment. I'll put you through. I'm sorry. Mr. Clark is not available right now. Can I take a message?
Yes. Could you tell him that I have to cancel our meeting on the 14th of August and that we'll have to move it back to, say, the 21st?
Okay. So that's Monica Redding from the marketing department. That's R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Redding.
Not exactly. It's R-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Right. The meeting on the 14th is cancelled and you suggest the 21st of August.
Yes. And could he call me back to confirm?
Okay. Does he have your phone number?
My office number is 0762-699-5200. Or he can reach me on my mobile on 0773-504-8896.
Thank you for calling, Ms. Redding. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.
Conversation 2.
Hello, Max. It's Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Max, I've been going over the recruitment advertisement for next month's magazine, and I need some more information.
What do you need to know?
Well, is personal assistant the correct job title?
Yes, that's correct. Personal assistant.
What salary should I quote?
Well, that depends on the candidate's current salaries and their qualifications. Just put competitive salary plus bonus. We'll ask them to send details of their current salary and use that as a starting point.
Should I put that in the advert?
Yes. Add it to the part concerning CVs and references.
And is the closing date for applications still the 20th of July?
That's right.
And have you chosen a date for interviews?
Yes. They will start on the 23rd of July.
And who shall I put as the contact?
Put Stephen Thompkinson's name.
How do you spell his last name?
It's T-H-O-M-P-K-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, thanks, Max. I think I have everything I need. Part 2. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide where it happens. Write one letter, A through H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letters more than once. There are 3 extra answers you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. You now have time to read the questions. Speaker 1.
I would really like to help you, sir, but it's against policy to give out any information about room numbers, phone numbers, or other information about our guests. But if you want, I can ring her room to see if she's there, or you can leave a message for her here at the desk. We'll give it to her as soon as possible. Speaker 2.
Well, if you could wait just a few more weeks, there is another site that will be available. I haven't seen it, but the owners told me it should be ready for immediate occupation. So if you have all your documents, finances, and insurance ready, you can be in by the start of next month. It's a lot less expensive than the other place you were looking at. Speaker 3.
These are great places to spend a midwinter holiday. They're warm and there's plenty of sunshine. If you like, you can organize your insurance through us that covers accidents, theft, and loss of luggage throughout your trip. We use Holsave, a major company in this area. Their rates are very reasonable. For 1 week, that would be £90. Shall I add that to your fare? Speaker 4.
Interest rates for regular accounts are 1.2% for a balance of over £5,000. For savings accounts, there is a yearly interest of 3.8% offered. Our account systems are very easy to use, and deposits can even be made at night after business hours. Speaker 5.
Just a moment. I'll check what is still available. Sir, yes, some stands are still free. We have some that are 8 square meters and some that are 5 square meters. They cost £150 per square meter. If you send in your registration form and pay your fees within the next week, you should be able to get one.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
I would really like to help you, sir, but it's against policy to give out any information about room numbers, phone numbers, or other information about our guests. But if you want, I can ring her room to see if she's there, or you can leave a message for her here at the desk. We'll give it to her as soon as possible. Speaker 2.
Well, if you could wait just a few more weeks, there is another site that will be available. I haven't seen it, but the owners told me it should be ready for immediate occupation. So if you have all your documents, finances, and insurance ready, you can be in by the start of next month. It's a lot less expensive than the other place you were looking at. Speaker 3.
These are great places to spend a midwinter holiday. They're warm and there's plenty of sunshine. If you like, you can organize your insurance through us that covers accidents, theft, and loss of luggage throughout your trip. We use Holsave, a major company in this area. Their rates are very reasonable. For 1 week, that would be £90. Shall I add that to your fare? Speaker 4.
Interest rates for regular accounts are 1.2% for a balance of over £5,000. For savings accounts, there is a yearly interest of 3.8% offered. Our account systems are very easy to use, and deposits can even be made at night after business hours. Speaker 5.
Just a moment. I'll check what is still available. Sir, yes, some stands are still free. We have some that are 8 square meters and some that are 5 square meters. They cost £150 per square meter. If you send in your registration form and pay your fees within the next week, you should be able to get one.
Part 3. You will hear part of a radio interview with Patrick Martin from a management consultancy firm. For each question, choose one answer, A, B, or C. There is only one correct answer per question. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions. Today, my guest is Mr. Patrick Martin, a business analyst who works for AKR, a management consultancy firm in Seattle. Patrick, welcome, and could you explain what your job involves?
Thank you. Yes, I got my MBA, and since then, for about a year and a half now, I've been working with one big multinational company. We've been trying to integrate a new online purchasing solution for the customers around the world.
Where are you working at the moment?
I'm currently based in their New York office instead of at their headquarters in Germany.
Has your firm offered you any extra technical training for this job?
Everyone working for the company goes through a 6-week orientation course after graduating. I had a 3-week computer programming course, followed by an e-commerce course for 3 weeks. I took some German classes as well. I've also done a 3-day course in business finance and another in negotiation. After 2 years in the company, I'll be able to choose my own training courses. I might have the opportunity of working in China.
So, have you worked more on the technical side of the job than the business side? I mean, you do have an MBA.
It's more technical than I thought it would be. I needed the training to work with the technicians and to understand the services we provide. But I would have preferred to work on business issues. Now the company's policy has changed. If you start with any specific interest, the company will support you in that direction. A new graduate recruit can now choose the training he wants, depending on his interests.
Do you regret that the company didn't offer you this option when you started?
Not really, but I'm glad they've acknowledged that the interests of new recruits should be considered before they are assigned a specific project.
And what sort of financial remuneration does the company offer?
Pay rises are annual. Normally, you go up a pay level every January. After working for 2 years, salary becomes performance related and is based on your success.
I imagine you work long hours.
My schedule varies. It's usually longer towards deadline. I would say I work an average of 50 to 55 hours per week, usually 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's important to reach the goals and objectives at work, but at the same time, you need some balance too. So I work hard Monday to Friday, but my weekends are sacred. Work stays in the office.
Would you say AKR is a good company to work for?
In general, yes. There's a good support team and it's well structured. The manager sets regular reviews when targets are being decided. But to do well here, I think you need to speak up and ask for the project you want quickly, or you may get a project that requires new skills or understanding a new area in a short period of time. The learning curve can be steep and you really need to be flexible.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Now listen again. Today, my guest is Mr. Patrick Martin, a business analyst who works for AKR, a management consultancy firm in Seattle. Patrick, welcome, and could you explain what your job involves?
Thank you. Yes, I got my MBA, and since then, for about a year and a half now, I've been working with one big multinational company. We've been trying to integrate a new online purchasing solution for their customers around the world.
Where are you working at the moment?
I'm currently based in their New York office instead of at their headquarters in Germany.
Has your firm offered you any extra technical training for this job?
Everyone working for the company goes through a 6-week orientation course after graduating. I had a 3-week computer programming course, followed by an e-commerce course for 3 weeks. I took some German classes as well. I've also done a 3-day course in business finance and another in negotiation. After 2 years in the company, I'll be able to choose my own training courses. I might have the opportunity of working in China.
So, have you worked more on the technical side of the job than the business side? I mean, you do have an MBA.
It's more technical than I thought it would be. I needed the training to work with the technicians and to understand the services we provide. But I would have preferred to work on business issues. Now the company's policy has changed. If you start with any specific interest, the company will support you in that direction. A new graduate recruit can now choose the training he wants, depending on his interests.
Do you regret that the company didn't offer you this option when you started?
Not really, but I'm glad they've acknowledged that the interests of new recruits should be considered before they are assigned a specific project.
And what sort of financial remuneration does the company offer?
Pay rises are annual. Normally, you go up a pay level every January. After working for 2 years, salary becomes performance related and is based on your success.
I imagine you work long hours.
My schedule varies. It's usually longer towards the deadline. I would say I work an average of 50 to 55 hours per week, usually 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's important to reach the goals and objectives at work, but at the same time, you need some balance too. So I work hard Monday to Friday, but my weekends are sacred. Work stays in the office.
Would you say AKR is a good company to work for?
In general, yes. There's a good support team and it's well structured. The manager sets regular reviews when targets are being decided. But to do well here, I think you need to speak up and ask for the project you want quickly, or you may get a project that requires new skills or understanding a new area in a short period of time. The learning curve can be steep and you really need to be flexible.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Fine dell'esame.